Hello, everybody. This is Father Joe at Holy Family. Thursday's Gospel is from Luke 2, verses 41 to 51. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not yet understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. We see in the Gospel something of the tension created by the mystery of the Incarnation. Jesus is a young boy, and Mary and Joseph are naturally concerned about his well-being. When they find that he is not in the caravan, they head back to Jerusalem. And when they find him, Mary tells them that he's caused the two of them great anxiety. I suspect all loving parents would feel the same. Families are naturally preoccupied with protecting and caring for the youngest members. It is in this that we find reflected the genuine humanity of Christ. Their family, like other Jewish households, visited the temple each year. A sacrifice was offered, honoring God and showing gratitude for his blessings. Many also came to be edified by the religious leaders or teachers. However, when it comes to Jesus, something of this is turned around. Mary and Joseph find Jesus teaching the teachers. All are astonished that this young boy could have such spiritual awareness. No doubt excited about this, Jesus literally could not tear himself away. But this time, his time, had not yet come. And we're told that he returned to Nazareth with his parents and was obedient to them. Something of his full identity was being exposed. I suspect that good Saint Joseph was aware of this throughout. While he was the protector of the Holy Family, he has also appreciated that he was stepfather to Christ. The demands of the Heavenly Father would always take precedence. Notice that Saint Joseph is not recorded as saying a single word. The conversation that ensues is entirely between the mother and the son. Saint Joseph steps back. He may not fully understand, but he is ever faithful. He knows his place in this. And Jesus tells them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" It is here that we encounter the other dynamic of the Incarnation. In Jesus, God has come to save his people. I know you're missing Mass and missing receiving communion. I would invite you to make a spiritual communion. Details are on the parish website. Many are upset and afraid, but I would beg you to be calm. The precautions we make now may save lives. Such sacrifices invite saving grace. Keep saying your daily prayers. I am remembering you daily in mine. Don't forget Little Holy Family Parish. If you have it, we would appreciate a weekly donation in the mail so we can keep the parish alive for when everyone comes home. We're all in this together. I love you. God bless and keep you all. Amen.